You do not need to be a shaman or a priest to perform the final rites. You can hold the space for a loved one to be touched by the hand of spirit. Learn these rites, practice these rites, because you will need to use them someday. And it is my hope that when each one of us goes, that we can be attended to by a loved one that knows the way back home, that can help us disengage from the physical body that we've inhabited for so many years and step fully into our luminous selves, ready to return to our rightful place in the world of spirit. We have tremendous guidance and assistance. The shaman knows that when she crosses over, she is met by the luminous ones, the luminous beings from the spirit world that attend to her passing, which is really a birth. These are the midwives from the spirit world that attend to our passing, that welcome us home, that can work with us when we hold sacred space open. After you complete the death rites, we close sacred space once again, thanking the four directions, heaven and earth. It has been a pleasure to have been a facilitator, to open the doorways into the world of the shaman, into the world of spirit. Many of the techniques that we have spoken about in this series, you can practice on your own. Some you should not practice unless you've had adequate training and preparation. Read about the death rites. Learn these ancient ceremonies and traditions that are so practical to us today, in a day and a time that we live devoid of the soul, having forgotten the ways beyond death, having forgotten how to celebrate the great transitions of which death is the greatest of them all.